SBJ will celebrate the 10th anniversary of its Game Changers Conference today at MetLife Stadium. Speakers include Kathy Engelbert, Cindy Parlow-Cohn, Angie and Chris Long, among many others. Programming will examine topics at the intersection of women in sports. The day will conclude with a ceremony celebrating the 2022 Game Changers honorees. So with that in mind, congratulations to those women from our industry who are being recognized. Good morning. It's Wednesday, October 26th. This is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcore. Centene Corp has backed out as the naming sponsor for the new Major League Soccer Stadium in St. Louis just 8 months after striking the deal. St. Louis City SC's stadium will now be called City Park, the team said Tuesday, and it's searching for a new naming sponsor. The health insurer's decision marks the first major upheaval among the team's corporate sponsors that include some of St. Louis's most well-known businesses, such as Anheuser-Busch and Purina. It also comes amid ongoing electrical problems at the stadium, which has not been operating at full power for 2 months. Centene and St. Louis City SC in February announced a 15-year deal for the naming rights to the 22,500-seat stadium in the downtown area. The value of the deal was not disclosed at the time. U.S. Soccer is set to announce a multi-year partnership making Truly Hard Seltzer its first-ever partner in the hard seltzer category. Financial details of the deal, which was facilitated by Soccer United Marketing, were not disclosed. Under the agreement, the Boston Beer Company-owned seltzer brand will utilize player appearances and exclusive co-branded giveaways. It also will leverage U.S. Soccer branding in displays and product integrations at retailers, bars, restaurants, and other locations, including its tasting room in downtown L.A. The partnership will also include a digital campaign called the Truly United Cam, which will encourage fans to submit videos of themselves celebrating U.S. soccer moments. The Phillies set a 24-hour merchandise sales record for any league championship series winner, AL or NL, following their clinching win Sunday night against the Padres to advance to the World Series. That's according to data from Fanatics. The previous record was held by the Cubs after they defeated the Dodgers in the 2016 NLCS. The Astros and Phillies also set a 24-hour record for combined ALCS and NLCS winner merch sales after their clinches on Sunday. The previous combined record was held by the Cubs and then Indians following their NLCS and ALCS wins back in 2016. Speaking of Fanatics, it has extended its ownership group in throwback sportswear company Mitchell & Ness to include basketball stars LeBron James and Kevin Durant. Fanatics CEO Michael Rubin said on Tuesday at the Wall Street Journal's Tech Live conference. Rubin said he recently divested of his stake in the Philadelphia 76ers, which paved the way for him to partner with these athletes. Fanatics bought Mitchell & Ness in February with a group of investors that included Jay-Z and Meek Mill in a deal valued at $250 million. The ownership expansion announced Tuesday also includes Kevin Hart, Chris Paul, and James Harden, among other celebrities and athletes. Rubin said the company plans to expand into other sports through deals with other professional and collegiate leagues. Mitchell & Ness expects to have $350 million in revenue this year, up about 30% from last year. That's according to Rubin. ABC in Week 8 had its best college football triple header since Week 1, fueled by Clemson's comeback win over Syracuse. Notes our Austin Karp. That matchup from Death Valley in the 12 p.m. Eastern window led all Week 8 games with 4.7 million viewers. That ranks among ABC's five best noon games over the last five seasons. The game peaked at 7.2 million viewers. Texas-Oklahoma State was the number two game last week with 4.5 million viewers, which is the Big 12's best audience this season to date, easily topping the Oklahoma-Texas game from earlier this month. Fox had the number three game in the big noon Saturday window with Ohio State's drubbing of Iowa delivering 4.4 million viewers. And despite Ole Miss LSU drawing the best figure for that matchup since 2014, the game on CBS was only the number four matchup for the weekend. Intersport tips off a busy season of college basketball on Friday when it will produce Gonzaga, Tennessee for In Demand, which is selling the exhibition game being played in Frisco, Texas at a suggested retail price of $9.99 through cable and satellite providers. Putting a high-profile game like the Zags and Volunteers on pay-per-view is unique in the college space, but it's very routine for In Demand, the largest distributor of pay-per-view and on-demand programming in North America. Proceeds from the event will benefit the McClendon Foundation. The Legends of Basketball Classic between Gonzaga and Tennessee is the first of 9 separate events for Chicago-based agency Intersport. We'll close on a programming note. Just days before calling his first World Series game, Fox Sports' Joe Davis joins the Marchand and Aran Sports Media podcast to talk about how his meteoric career took off. Andrew Marchand and John Aran opened the pod by discussing 2 stories they broke this week. The duo talk about Jim Nance's decision to step away as the NCAA men's basketball tournament's main play-by-play announcer and CBS's decision to replace Nance with Ian Eagle. To also discuss the NBA's decision to mandate that regional sports network announcers travel to every game this season. Other topics include updates to the Big 12 and Pac-12 media rights negotiations, and this weekend's NWSL championship, which CBS will carry on its broadcast network in prime time. You can listen to the Marchand and Aran Sports Media Podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And that's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday. I hope everyone has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.